this super advanced use of the My Grass game and the mirror game and the pay attention to me please so that we can keep each other safe is about using these games as tools to solve a problem while deepening the bond with our horse. It's about the balance of getting what you want and yet creating a willing desire with your horse. And not just having a horse that says, oh, okay, anything to shut you up and make you go away. Every so-called problem is an opportunity to deepen the bond if we solve it right. And balance is an individual thing, a completely individual thing. So how do you find the balance for you and your horse? Well, you use not quite right to know when to do something, when to take the pressure off and how far to take the pressure off. So rather than talking generalities, I'm going to describe a session working with a horse a few days ago. Sorry there was no one around with a video camera. I'll do my best to paint a picture with words. I had the whole herd, that's 12 horses at the moment. They were up at the shed yard, that's a big grassy area outside the hay shed. And I was rugging them up because there was a big storm coming in that was going to be lasting for days and days. And one of the adjustment horses was very full of himself. He was all hyped up. He was wheeling around the other horses, cantering around. I'm chasing them sometimes, and I needed him to have a completely different level of energy before I could put his rug on safely. So every time he put his head down to eat grass, I said, "My grass," and I clapped my leg to get his head up. And then he ran off to another space to eat over there, and I followed him, mirroring gently. Now, the mirroring was to take the pressure off him, but most importantly of all, it was to keep my attitude in a good place. I didn't want him to feel like he was being chased around, and the mirroring helped my attitude be in the right place as I followed him to be in the right position to get him when he put his head down the next time. He put his head down again. I clapped my leg to get his head up again. And I kept moving him on. I gave him no opportunity to eat at this point. I want this horse focused on me. A couple of times he even squealed a little in protest at being moved off the grass. And if he got too far away from me, because it's a fairly decent size yard, I had to use higher energy to get him to bring his head up. I'd swing the rope at him, bang it on the ground, and at one point I went and got a stick with a bit of rope on the end of it to bang on the ground so that I could get his attention from further away. And by the way, the other horses understood that this wasn't about them in about 2 seconds flat and paid no attention at all to me moving this horse off the grass. Twice during this session I was moved to stop altogether and leave him for a while, and to leave him completely alone for a few minutes. I was looking for a genuine change of energy, a genuine and gentle focus on me that would enable me to do his rug safely. It's the balance of knowing when to insist and when to leave them alone, and that's going to be individual for every horse in the moment, in that moment. I'm not looking for a horse who stands there and does something because I created circumstances for him to have to do that. That is just another way of making a horse do something, and it doesn't give me the willing attitude that I'm looking for. I didn't want to win. I just wanted to do the rug safely. The willing attitude, the turning over to me, is achieved by the subtle differences brought by listening to not quite right, to know when to take the pressure off by drifting further away from him with the mirroring, and when to back off completely and leave him alone. But here's the biggest thing of all. I did this for a purpose. This is an example of using the My Grass game and the mirror game and the pay attention to me so that I can keep you safe. It's an example of using it for a purpose, and that's after all how they're meant to be used, to help you solve problems. Maybe it's a mistake to call them games, because they're not so much things to go out and practice anymore, they're tools that you use to solve problems while deepening the bond with your horse.